Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Do it or die now. Stand your ground. Don't let your bad breaks go getting you down.
That's the Atlanta Rhythm Section. 23 after. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Thank you for you going there and using it to your advantage. Check it out. Read, listen, ask questions. You got 5 seconds. You got 15 minutes. We got something you can do there. And don't forget to subscribe to my newsletter. Don't forget to take the poll question right there on the homepage. Ray Keating is with us. He's our guest. Ray is the author of Chuck Versus the Business World. That's brand spanking new. And I hope you check that out. I think you'll be entertained and informed. He's also, his day job is Chief Economist of the Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council. And Ray, thanks again for hanging out with us. We're talking about your outlook for small business and the economy in 2012. Here's something that I predicted, Ray, in my predictions for 2012. I said that the dam of uncertainty that's been built up, and that's kind of what you were describing, I felt like, earlier in the previous segment. What I'm calling the dam of uncertainty that's holding back a lot of business performance will break to some degree in November. If President Obama is defeated, the dam will break wide open, and I think we'll have 2013 will really be good. If he's reelected, I think the dam will still break, but it'll be to a lesser degree. What do you think?
Well, I think you're right. I mean, everything points to what's going to happen in November, so I think that's spot on. And then you're right. The question then becomes, you know, how does everything break out in terms of the White House and the Senate and the House of Representatives? You know, before that, you're right about calling it uncertainty, and you know that's what we've been dealing with. We've been dealing with uncertainty and also two bad things: uncertainty and increase. Costs from government.
Mm-hmm.
And the uncertainty has only been about, you know, there's been nothing positive in the uncertainty for the past few years. You know, it's not like we're saying, well, will somebody cut taxes? You know,
right.
That has not been one of the uncertainties. It's been how bad is it going to get on the tax and regulatory.
Well, plus the fact that not knowing till the last minute, or maybe even beyond the last minute, so it's actually retroactive, whether certain tax provisions are even going to be extended or not.
Right, and that's the uncertainty for the immediate uncertainty.
Mm-hmm.
Is exactly that. I mean, what's going to happen with, you know, for this year with expensing for small businesses,
right,
in terms of capital expenditures.
The research and development provision and,
right,
and the withholding tax. I mean, what a debacle. What they've done with that is a crime, as far as I'm concerned. A crime against small business owners.
Right. And you're spot on there. And then what's going to happen, obviously, at the end of the year with scheduled increases in personal income and capital gains.
And here's what's amazing. Here's what's amazing, Ray. They do these things and then scratch their heads over, why aren't we hiring more people?
Right. Oh, they don't. Listen, in terms of understanding the link between policy and the economy, it's distressing the level of ignorance
Well, it's either ignorance or shamelessness, one or the other.
Right.
Maybe
right.
Both.
Yeah, and I'm not quite sure which is worse.
Yeah.
No, you're absolutely right. The question then becomes, so you've got those issues, and then the question becomes, right, what's going to happen in November? Now, markets are forward-looking. Businesses, you know, business owners are forward-looking. They're looking to the future. You know, what are my expectations? What's going to happen here? So then it gets into a question of, you know, is when we hit maybe, who knows, August, we come out of the political conventions into September, are the November results pretty much locked at that point? You know, we
mm-hmm.
know what's going to happen. I'm not saying we're going to. I'm just saying, is that a possibility? If that's a possibility, and the outlook is positive in terms of, you know, the hope for positive changes on the policy front, then you could start seeing some real stepped-up activity this year.
But until then,
if things remain very tight.
until then, you still see small business owners kind of sticking to their guns, being sort of judicious and reluctant to take any big steps.
I think for the most part, I think things are a little better. You know, we're seeing a little bit of improvement, obviously, from where we were before. So I think we're going to – but I think bottom line is we're still in an underperforming, uneven economic recovery because of all the things we've been talking about.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, the other thing, we just mentioned some specific policy issues, but also the anti-market rhetoric that we keep hearing. Politicians don't realize that when you badmouth big businesses, that doesn't make small businesses happy either.
Oh no, and because that's the
when you badmouth rich people, that doesn't make unrich small business owners happy.
Right, and that's an interesting choice, and that's a clear choice being made by the president right mm-hmm. now. I would argue. I mean, he has ramped up the rhetoric in terms of class warfare. Populism.
I predict that's going to wear really thin over the campaign.
Right. Well, that's the question. And it's worn thin for quite some time. I mean, it's been anti-business rhetoric from the start with his administration. He took a little break for a little while after the last election, but that's been the case. And I think that does. It was very interesting. When you switch for a second here, that some of the Republican candidates went down that path up in New Hampshire with the front runner, Mr. Romney.
Right. And it didn't
work.
Really
delved into some of that.
I don't think it worked. Hey, Ray, thanks for being here. Good job today, as always. See you next time.
I appreciate it, Jim.
Ray Keating, ladies and gentlemen, SBECouncil.org. Check that website out.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.